President and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl, Derek Fox. Head coach of Washington, Steve Sarkisian. Head coach of Baylor, Art Briles. Our 2001 Valero Alamo Bowl chairman, Dr. David Schmidt. And from our title sponsor, Valero, Mike Siskowski, CFO and Executive Vice President. Chairman Schmidt.
Thank you all for joining us here today for the Valero Alamo Bowl Golf Classic. We have with us today both coaches, as Rick said. On behalf of the Valero Alamo Bowl, I'd like to welcome Coach Sarkisian from Washington and Coach Briles from Baylor to San Antonio. We're really excited about this matchup for the 2011 Valero Alamo Bowl, an opportunity to really host two great up-and-coming programs. Personally, I could not be more excited. I'm glad y'all are here. I'd like to introduce Mike Siskowski from Valero.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Schmidt. Valero is proud to be the title sponsor of the Valero Alamo Bowl and thrilled to be a part of such a great matchup this year. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver a strong economic impact into the city of San Antonio. The Valero Alamo Bowl gives the city of San Antonio a second life during the holiday season by filling hotels, restaurants, and tourist destinations during the bowl week. And now I'd like to introduce Derek Fox, the president and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl.
Mike, thank you very much, and on behalf of the entire Valero Alamo Bowl, I want to say thank you very much to Valero. Been a great title sponsor for the last since 2007 and committed to 2013, and more importantly, been a sponsor of ours since day one, one of our founding sponsors. So we could not all be here today without the thanks of Valero, so we thank you very much for that. Turn a little bit more to the teams. The 2011 Valero Alamo Bowl is going to be an exciting matchup, if it isn't already. Two great universities and very, very dynamic offensive football teams. Put it in perspective, the two teams combine for 75 points a game, almost 600 yards passing, and nearly 1,000 total yards on offense. So I'm sure you guys are going to just change up the game plan and see if you can up that up a little bit too, right, guys? What I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the two head coaches. I'll make some opening comments, and then we'll open up for questions. So first up is Coach Steve Sarkisian, the University of Washington. Washington has improved its regular season win totals for the third straight season under Coach Sarkisian. In doing so, the Huskies became one of eight programs in the last 50 years to qualify for a bowl game twice within three seasons of a winless record. This is Washington's second straight bowl appearance and the first to San Antonio. Last year, the Huskies defeated Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Holiday Bowl. And with that, I'd like to introduce Coach Sarkisian to make some opening comments.
Well, I'd like to just first start out and thank Valero and the Alamo Bowl for the invitation. It's truly an honor to represent the University of Washington, the Pacific 12 Conference, in such a prestigious bowl. First time for us here in San Antonio, so I know our football team's excited, our entire university's excited, our fans, our alumni, to get down here and to represent the Pacific 12 Conference. A tremendous matchup, Coach Briles and all that he's done at Baylor University. They've been fun to watch. I've had a chance to see them throughout the year, and should make for a great game. I know that as a staff, when you get these opportunities to bring your kids to bowl games, you want them to have the best experience that you can have. And everything we've heard and everything I've seen so far, this has been first class here, and really looking forward to the week, looking forward to the game, and one that should be obviously an exciting matchup.
And then next up, I'll have Coach Briles, who's in his fourth year as the head coach of the Baylor Bears. Baylor's ranked number 12 and concluded the most successful regular season since 1986 by compiling 9 wins while beating Texas and Oklahoma in the same season for the first time in program history. This will be Coach Briles' first trip to San Antonio as a head coach, but he was here one time before with Texas Tech as the running back coach in 2001. And with that, I'll turn it over to Coach Briles for some opening statements.
I appreciate it very much. Of course, we're pumped being here for the Valero Alamo Bowl because, first of all, because it gives our fans a chance to come out and support us. We've had great support all year, and so it allows us to kind of have this ride with them all the way down through our bowl game. Sark's done an outstanding job at Washington. I mean, the thing that that I liked is when I watched them play a late game earlier. I think it was this year they had on those black uniforms. I'm thinking, man, that's a good looking uni. So they got some flair, and that's good stuff. So we're excited about being in the bowl game. Like I said, we're excited about the matchup. Two great conferences, and we're proud to represent the Big 12, without question.
Yeah, anybody on the call has a star one. We'll take questions in queue. Anybody in the audience, raise hand. Coach Brosby had one sent in. Now that you had time at the end of the season to look back at Robert Griffin's seat, is there anything that jumped out, any stat or anything that looking back on his, you know, Heisman-caliber season that stands out at you now you had time to reflect on it?
Anything that jumps out about this season with Robert?
Yes.
You know, I think just his consistency. I mean, I think that's the most important thing at the quarterback position without doubt. You know, every time the ball snapped, you need to have a pretty good idea of what's going to happen from that position. So that's the thing that really Robert has done for us, not only this year, but throughout his career. The funny thing about Robert is that all of a sudden everybody's getting to know him and see him and think that all of a sudden here's this, you know, really good football player. Well, he's been that way for the last 4 years. I mean, he just didn't show up and all of a sudden get good. So he's been a great football player for us for the last 4 years, but I would say his consistency is the number one factor.
Very good. Now, on the queue, Bryce, Waco Tribune, do you have a question?
Yes, this is for Coach Sarkisian. Coach, I know every situation is different, but, you know, when you look at Baylor, I mean, can you see some parallels in terms of how you guys have turned around your program and how Coach Browse did it at Baylor?
Well, I do. You know, we've had a chance, obviously, to see Baylor throughout the years and seeing him on TV, and the parallels start with the helmets, quite honestly, and it kind of jumps out at you that the similarities almost begin right there. But then to see the growth, the consistency, as Coach Browse talking about, year in and year out, getting better and improving in all three phases, you definitely see that. And to see Robert Griffin and his progression as he's continued to mature at the position, and we've got a young quarterback in Keith Price, I think there's a lot of parallels that way. And so I think that kind of serves sometimes as motivation as you see a football team that continues to improve somewhere else in the country, and the style and the manner in which they do it, the exciting brand of football that Baylor plays is something that we try to play as well at Washington. And so it does serve as motivation at times for you, especially when sometimes you're coming off a tough loss or you have a tough run there. You need to find those external factors that can maybe keep you going and keep you motivated.
Now on the call, Scott Johnson, Everett Herald. Who is your question for, Scott?
I had two questions for Coach Briles. I guess I wanted to start just they had mentioned it earlier about the possibility of a high-scoring, exciting game. Is that kind of what you expect just based on looking at these two offenses?
You got to tell me, Derek. What do you say?
Yeah,
I mean, on paper, you know, you'd think it'd be a high-scoring game. But, the crazy thing about football is, I mean, that's why they blow a whistle and, you know, throw their arm down, because you're never really sure what's going to happen the next 60 minutes. So we're just, you know, just like Coach Sharp's going to do. I mean, we're just going to go out there and do what we do. And, you know, if it ends up being a 7-3 ball game, that's the way it is. You know, so we certainly can't predict what's going to happen. That's why people get in the stands and holler and scream, because you don't really know till it's over.
Second question, Scott. Another question, Scott? No. Waco Tribune, question for coaches.
Yeah, another one for Coach Sark. Coach, the fact that you guys did go to a bowl game last year and win that bowl game, I mean, did it help leading into this year? I mean, did it give you some momentum?
Well, I think so. I think it helps naturally with your football team when, you know, we finished pretty strong last year, and to go beat a team like Nebraska, who had beaten up on us pretty good earlier in the year, was good motivating for our kids as you head into the off season, where you really kind of shape your team. You know, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the hours, the weight training, the lifting, the running, all those things I think served as great motivators for us. But I think more so than that was just the experience of the game, for our kids getting back to a bowl game, for our fans getting back to a bowl game, and ultimately playing well, I think served as the biggest motivator for, man, we want to get back to that. That sure was fun. Let's try to go do that again.
Seattle Times, question for the coaches.
Yeah, I have... One for each coach, actually. But for Coach Briles,
just curious, aside from Robert Griffin, what have been some of the keys to your guys' turnaround from when you took over?
Besides from Robert Griffin? Is that what he said?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, everybody's written a lot about Robert, but there's got to be some other things, I'm sure, that have kind of taken place as well, besides just him, that have kind of led you to have this turnaround.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly all starts there without question, you know, with what he brings to the table. But I think aside from that, just being able to get in on some good recruits, getting guys on campus that believed in our vision, our plan, and then help follow us through. I mean, we've got some guys on the table now that are 3- and 4-year starters that came in with us, you know, 4 years ago that have played every snap, you know, since we've been there. So, I mean, you can have a lot of money, but you can't buy experience. We got some guys that have really paid the price, have the experience, and now they're fully developed men. And so that's probably the other factor, you know, along with Robert, to get us to where we're at right now.
And for Coach Sarkisian, we haven't had a chance to talk to you really since the matchup was made official. Just some initial thoughts on Griffin, if you've had a chance to look at him a whole lot on film kind of since the matchup was made.
The initial thought is I remember watching ESPN Game Day one morning, and they showed a stat, I think it was about 4 games into the year, that he had more touchdown passes than incompletions at one point, I think, Coach. Is that about when it was? So he's pretty good player, and have had a chance to look at some film of him. And what a dynamic player. The guys, his accuracy, not only in the intermediate game, but throwing the football down the field. His ability to create with his legs, and the scary thing is when he creates with his legs, he can still hurt you running and throwing the football to extend plays, and so that's what jumps out. And then, you know, I had an opportunity to see a couple interviews that he's done. He just seems like a great kid, really handles himself extremely well, and represents Coach Briles and Baylor University extremely well, and I think that's probably what Coach Briles is most proud of, is just the way he conducts himself and represents the university.
We had a question come in. Coach Briles, can you talk about the Texas game? I know they were going to take away the over-the-top throw, and then the second play, you go 59 yards over the top. How are you being able to get those big plays?
That wasn't really by design. It just happened. So that wasn't, you know, something that we were trying to go into the game and say, hey, we're going to throw over the top, because it hadn't happened a whole lot. I mean, what we're trying to do is make first downs and, you know, continue drives, put points on the board. So, that seems like that's been 2 months ago now, that, you know, so I'm, you know what, that's the thing about football. I mean, once it's over, and you deal with it either good or bad, but we've moved on.
Steve, you were involved with a couple of Heismans when you were at USC. Does Robert have that same kind of magical quality that Carson had and that Matt Leinart had when you were working with them?
I think so. You know, you need those moments, I think, is part of it when you're in this Heisman deal. And I remember, I remember Carson having a great game versus Notre Dame right there at the end of the year that I think kind of won him the Heisman. I remember Matt the year he had there, that his junior year, and then really Reggie that year too. Reggie had a great game versus Fresno State. I think he had 500 yards of offense or something crazy for the running back spot. So you need to have those moments, and I think Robert has had some tremendous moments that I've seen, never mind not watching these guys every week, but it started in week one. I remember watching the TCU game in the hotel room and him chucking the ball all over the field, and then ultimately watching the Texas game this past weekend with the things he did in that game. So I think he's had those moments, and then, you know, ultimately that's up to you guys if you guys think he's the Heisman Trophy winner. It's out of Robert's hands now. He did all he could do.
Coach, it's a long way from here to Seattle, but how will the Washington fans travel?
Oh, we have tremendous fans. This is a storied football program with rich history, rich tradition, that had been accustomed to high-profile bowl games for years. And then we had a pretty good hiatus there. And so now to be back going to bowl games again, we traveled tremendous last year. They'll find their way to San Antonio this year, and I think they'll represent. But there'll be quite a bit of purple in San Antonio and in the stadium there for the ball game.
Arch, you guys got back to the bowl game for the first time last year in a long time. Do you think that experience is going to lead to a different attitude of players to come out and win this game?
Well, I certainly hope so, because we weren't real pleased with how we performed last year. And really the thing, Coach, the thing that really stuck out to me was watching them in the Nebraska game last year, because to come back and beat a team of that caliber, a Nebraska team like they did, who they played earlier in the year and it wasn't the result they wanted, says a lot about, the way he handles his football team, the way the guys believe in him and their focus and their vision. So that's very impressive. For us being back this year, it's a little different mentality. I mean, last year we didn't finish real strong at the end of the season. A lot of that was due to who we played. It was first time in 16 years to be in a bowl game. A little bit excited being there. I mean, our focus and our vision is quite a bit different this year than what it was a year ago. Doesn't mean the outcome's going to be any different, but our approach certainly is different going into it than what it was a year ago.
Coach Sarsgaard, we had a question. Your quarterback Keith Price been banged up most of the year. Came back in the Apple Cup, three TD passes, 100 yards. Can you talk about the health of him and your team?
Well, I think this time has probably most benefited Keith more than anybody on our team, just to try to get healthy. And battled some knee injuries all year long, and really showed me a lot of not only physical toughness but mental toughness to persevere through that. I think it quite honestly helped him as a player. It forced him to stay in the pocket and go through progressions and go through reads. But I sure would like and hope to have him, if not 100%, close to 100% for the ball game. And so it's been a great ride for Keith. I think there's been some adversity, just as our team has had some adversity this year, and he's continued to bounce back. And I was very proud of him in the Apple Cup and the way he played. And so, I'm hopeful that he can go out and put his best foot forward here on the 29th.
Last question from Waco Tribune. Do you have another question?
Yeah, this one was for Coach Bryles. Coach, you guys, obviously going to Houston last year and now this year to San Antonio. You had a great turnout there at the Texas Bowl last year, and I know they're selling tickets well for this one. How much of a boost does that give you when you have a good sized crowd there?
Well, it certainly helps. If you're gonna eat home cooking, you got to be at home. So we've got a chance to have some people in the stands and supporting us. But they're gonna holler if we give them an opportunity to holler and give them a reason to holler. So what we've got to do is make sure we do a good job on the field to create excitement and support from the stands.
Next on the call, Seattle Times, your question for the coaches.
Yeah, Steve, does Baylor's offense remind you of anybody in the Pac-12 or anybody you've played the last couple of years at all?
I think they're most similar to Oregon, quite honestly, with the tempo and speed at which they play. They do a tremendous job of getting back to the line of scrimmage and putting pressure on your defense with the speed in which they play, and that's obviously similar to how Oregon performs offensively. With the formations and speed at which they go, I think that with Robert Griffin, that there's no secret that they rely on throwing the football more maybe than Oregon, who's a little more run-oriented. But the tempo and speed at which they play, I think, is the most similar.
All right, our final question. Everett Harrell, do you have another question?
Yeah, this is actually for both coaches. It seems like there's such vastly different recruiting circles. And I was wondering if you guys have ever bumped into each other, if either team has guys you already recruited, and if maybe that unknown is going to be a factor in the game.
I've got a great story about Baylor and recruiting. I was coming out of junior college, I was getting set to take a couple visits and ultimately finished up at BYU. And the junior college, a coach from the Baylor Bears showed up to recruit me, and I sat down with them for 15 minutes. So that's as close as I've been to Baylor in recruiting, quite honestly, Coach, right then coming out of junior college. That was quite some time ago.
Well, it's a question, do we cross paths recruiting? Yeah. Is that kind of it? I mean, really, the only – there's a QB, out of state for both of us that, we both made a run at, and right now he's committed to Washington. So that's really about the only time that, I can ever cross and pass with the Huskies.
On those same lines, Steve, what do you feel like that this maybe would help you recruiting the state of Texas playing down here and getting your name out?
Well, I think it can help. As you grow as a program, you have to have, you know, where's your focus in recruiting? I don't think you can just say we're going to be national recruiters right off the bat. And so our focus has been obviously in-state, in the state of Washington, in California, where we play quite a bit, and in Hawaii. And we've moved ourselves east into Nevada and into Arizona. And I think this naturally can be that next step as we come down to San Antonio and play in this game. I don't know if we can say that we're just going to make a living recruiting in Texas, but there are some definite opportunities for us to come here and recruit and see if players would like to come to Seattle. You know, ultimately it's up to the kids and if we fit what they're looking for.
And Art, along those same lines, obviously you're getting some notoriety for your program that hadn't been there previously. Are you maybe getting in some houses in different parts of the country than you did before?
Shark, you'd be one of the few that did make a living by being right in Texas recruiting, because it's, as you know, the most heavily recruited state in America, and rightfully so with the great high school coaches that we have here and the great student athletes. But to answer your question, Tim, yeah, we've, you know, our steps up the ladder have increased dramatically, you know, over the last 18 months. You know, we got a bunch of guys that were committed up prior to this season, but we're certainly finding some open doors here over the last two or three weeks, without question.
Thank you, coaches. We'll see you back down here bowl week.